Radio Daily for Anti-Friday. I don't know.
It's bad stuff, but hey.
Here's hoping, if you got fooled yesterday, here's hoping it was something really cool, original, and clever, and not those lame ones.
I want the Klingon fridge magnets.
The Klingon fridge magnets would be quite amazing. Hi there, we're the folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. Oh, I should have learned that in Klingon for this. Grr, next time.
Kapla!
Kapla, indeed. The folks bringing it to you today, well, the lady who's like, oh, that's right, this is called spring break. Whatever will I do with myself? That would be the Flintstress.
Champagne clink.
And of course, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
My self-esteem is through the roof because no one has ever been honest with me about how mediocre I am.
And until that happens, the show can keep going. What happened on this fine day, yo?
Well, in 1845, the first surviving daguerreotype photograph showing detail of the sun is taken by French physicist Armand Fizeau and Leon Foucault.
You got to be smiling, William. Got to be smiling. 1872, George B. Brayton of Boston, Massachusetts receives a U.S. patent for a gas-powered engine.
In 1889, Charles M. Hall receives a patent for the inexpensive electrolytic process to extract aluminum from its ore.
1902, Electric Theater, the first full-time movie theater in the United States, opens in L.A.
In 1912, the ill-fated RMS Titanic begins sea trials.
1935, Scottish physicist Sir Robert Watson Watt is granted a patent for the radar, that's the radio detection and ranging, and is part of the acronym.
Okay. In 1943, John William Malchi and John Presswer Eckert Jr. submit a memo to the U.S. Army describing an electronic difference analyzer that can calculate ballistics trajectory in 30 seconds, 14.5 minutes less than the best method the Army had in use. Wow.
Yeah. 1954, Walt Disney announces his plans to build a Disneyland amusement park.
In 56, As the World Turns and The Edge of Night premiere on CBS TV. The two soaps become the first daytime dramas to debut in the 30-minute format.
1968, 2001, A Space Odyssey, directed by the great Stanley Kubrick, premieres at the Uptown Theater in Washington, D.C., where we saw The Exorcist, the version you've never seen, and they're bringing back the unaltered print to theaters, so hopefully at the Uptown.
In 71, the last episode of the gothic soap opera Dark Shadows, which premiered in 66, airs on ABC.
1972, Charlie Chaplin returns to the United States for the first time since being labeled a communist during the Red Scare in the early 1950s. This is why hate's a bad thing, folks.
In 1973, launch of the LexisNexis Computerized Legal Research Service.
Which we still use. 1978, Velcro, the hook and loop fastener, is released. It was developed by Swiss engineer Georges de Maistre. You don't want to know what inspired him.
In 1980, Microsoft announced its first hardware product, the Z80 soft card. The soft card is a microprocessor on a printed circuit board that plugs into the Apple II personal computer. It allows programs running under the CPM operating system.
1993, New York Times reports the Japanese National Institute for Fusion Science has challenged the United States by announcing a Japanese supercomputer designed by NEC Corporation that can perform all the tasks the Institute requires. Cray Research, who stood to sell the Institute one of its computers, insisted on testing the machine itself before agreeing. Why there's not a movie about this, I don't know.
Oh. In 2000, Gary Kopp becomes iWin.com's first $1 million winner in an online lottery designed to lure internet surfers to the websites of its sponsoring advertisers.
2005, in New York City, the Design and Technological Department of Parsons School of Design hosts Radio Redo, a 24-hour competition in which participants from five New York schools create a game following the same specifications used for the Atari 2600. Nine teams compete. The winning game, Ninja Garden by Club Awesome, gets included in the Atari Flashback video game system.
Cool. In 2009, in the journal Science, scientists from Aberystwyth University and the University of Cambridge published an article announcing the creation of a robot scientist, which they believe is the first machine to have independently discovered new scientific knowledge.
Also in 2000...
That's where it begins. 2009. Okay, mark the date.
Also in 2009, Netflix announces it has mailed its 2 billionth DVD. Mail. DVDs.
Wow.
To commemorate the occasion, they award Clay Shannon of Birmingham with a complimentary lifetime membership.
I'd actually forgotten that Netflix did that. Wow.
It was probably an Adam Sandler film of some sorts. Birthdays?
Jesse Plemons is 30. Paul, Battleship, Breaking Bad, Fargo Season 1, and Game Night.
Scott Lynch is 40, author of the books in the Gentleman Bastard sequence.
Clark Gregg is 56, from The Usual Suspects, AI, 1114, and Coulson from the MCU.
You don't like New Adventures of Old Christine? Fine. Christopher Maloney is 57, from 12 Monkeys, Oz, Law & Order, SVU, Wet Hot American Summer, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, Green Lantern and First Flight, SimCity, Dame to Kill For. The man's been in stuff.
Yeah, he has. Pamela Reed is 59, from The Right Stuff, Kindergarten Cop, Bob Roberts, Jericho, and Parks and Recs.
Linda Hunt is 73 from Popeye, Silverado, Kindergarten Cop, and Grandmother Willow in Pocahontas.
Roshan Seth is 76 from Temple of Dooms and Street Fighter.
Dr. Demento, the man, the myth, the legend that kept the craziness going, the man who helped break through and make a star of Weird Al Yankovic, is 77 years old today, and he is still out there being wacky for you.
Nice. Gloria Henry is 95 from The Thin Man and the Dennis the Menace TV series, and doing time on planet Earth.
That's a resume. No longer with us, born the state in 1908, Buddy Ebsen, the original Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz until it made him sick and he had to drop out. Breakfast at Tiffany's, Beverly Hillbillies, Barnaby Jones, Matt Houston.
Born in 1914, Sir Alec Guinness, The Lady Killers, Bridge on the River Kwai, Lawrence of Arabia, Murder by Death, and oh yeah, Obi-Wan in Star Wars.
1920, Jack Webb from Sunset Boulevard, Dragnet, turned down the role of Dean Wormer in Animal House, and I really want to see that. And it's his hand you saw in the Mark 7 Limited logo, to which all the young folks are going, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, on TV tonight, CBS, we get a rerun of Kevin Can Wait, Man with a Plan, Superior Donuts, and Living Biblically, NCIS. Ooh, lineup tonight.
That's not a new NCIS. Those are two separate. ABC, it's a new American Idol and the premiere of The Crossing, but not with John Edwards this time.
No. Oh, okay. On NBC, we get a new episode of The Voice and Good Girls.
Fox has a rerun of Lucifer and The Resident.
On the CW, Sarah and Rip partner to stop Grodd on a new Legends of Tomorrow and Penn and Teller April Fool Us Day.
Wait, that was yesterday. AMC, the captains find their loyalty to each other and their crews being tested on a new episode of The Terror, followed by McMafia.
On a Disney Channel, we get the A Bug's Life. Again.
Food Channel, chefs make edible spring goodie baskets, including a hard-boiled egg. You've got to use a hard-boiled egg on the spring baked challenge machine.
On FX, we get Fifth Wave.
FXX is that one. Simpson, Stark Raving Dad, Bart the Murderer, like Father Like Clown.
On FXM, we get Crimson Peak.
IFC, Contagion. I think Matt Damon's in that.
On BBC America, it's a marathon of the X-Files. The truth is out there.
Sundance with Pet Sematary 2. And Anthony Edwards, I hope that check helped you out in your life.
Okay. Sci-Fi has Skyfall.
TBS is the NCAA championship? Sure, why not?
On TNT, we get The Force Awakens.
And then the NCAA championship, because they love that nonsense. Science, the planets, and beyond.
On USA, WWE Monday Night Raw.
VH1's got a new
dinosaur.
Love and hip hop, but we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network because after flying to New York for her daughter's graduation, a woman is distracted at the airport and picks up the wrong suitcase from baggage claim.
Oh no.
She's then contacted by a man who threatens to kill her daughter if he doesn't get it back. Jamie Luner, Stephen Brand star in A Mother's Revenge.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Lonnie blasts Valerie for her role in revealing the true paternity of her child. How dare you point out I'm doing something reprehensible? Abe is angry with Valerie. And who is it? Eli apologizes to JJ. Well, that should make everything better. Gabby and Abby face off over Abby's testimony. Because Abby's testimony was just spot on. I mean, it's like she was there or something. Chad questions whether Abby was telling the truth. She was. Gee, Abby wasn't. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
Okay, let's read a couple of letters here.
Hey, geeks. Today I handed off my drawing to FedEx after getting a couple copies of high-resolution scan. Here's the final look, and here are some zooms.
Ooh.
I just realized I could provide viewing access to those on Google Drive. I figured out how to do that. I think this is the link to a folder with the full cartoon and some close-ups. That's going to be included in the shows. I know Geek Radio Daily as well. Radio and the visual content. Well, you know, I'm trying, okay? It's a link to the auctions for the piece that's going to be available. So please pass this along. We're doing that. Bill sent this in. And we talked about it before. We put the picture up before.
Oh, yeah.
This is a link to the entire video he's done. And this is being used to help raise money for Lauren Hughes over in the UK. She's a movie riffing fan who has big medical and housing problems, and he's trying to help. So please check out the shows at geekradiodaily.com. We'd appreciate that. This isn't related to the grabbing of meat, ZZQ, or even the podcast segment from last week's The Joel McHale Show, starring Joel McHale. I just wanted to let you know I am up for a GRD happy hour at RavenCon. Please update me on the when and where. Thanks, Donna.
Okay, I will add that to my to-do list. I'm making the event.
Did the duck have insurance? Matt Damon would say no, but Ben Affleck has him covered for sure.
Boo.
Also, while I'm certain that Deadpool had nothing to do with the recent passing of Ingvar Kamprad, I'm sure he and Blind Al could assemble any of IKEA's casket offerings. My favorites are the Box Truton and the eco-friendly Corpse Planter, and I'm sorry to ours. He's like, oh my god, really? That's the best you can do?
We just lost a whole country for that.
So until someone can explain what those diacritical doodads mean, make mine GRD. That is from Mad Sci. Well, I certainly couldn't. I have no idea. It would take a far smarter person, a scientist or something, and I'm far too mad for that. But if you've got an idea, drop us a note. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We'd love to hear about that. And please go check out the show. It's because that's some cool stuff and it's a fun little cartoon.
Comedy.
Drama.
Horror.
Sci-fi.
Killer mattresses.
Hurricanes.
Bears in noodle shops.
Unnecessary sequels.
Hasselhoff.
Man torpedoes.
Hear about all this and more on
Green Light, Red Light, where all of your Hollywood dreams come to die.
Only on the Everyone's Got a Thing podcast network. Everyone'sGotAThing.com.
Man torpedoes.
Hi, this is Sean Marr, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. I don't know why.
Oh, I do. Someone probably blackmailed
makes
you.
Makes me smile.
Well, yeah, that's how that works. Hey, welcome to it. This is what you did.
Well, people went to the movies. This week's 10, last week's 8. Paul, Apostle of Christ. You go to church, you go see the movie. $3.5 million. It's made $11.5 million on a budget of 5.
This week's 9, last week's 6. A Wrinkle in Time, $4.6 million. 83 in 4 weeks.
This week's 8. Last week's 5, Tomb Raider, made another $4.7 million. It's made $50.5 million on a budget of $94.
This week's 7, last week's 7, Love, Simon's hanging right in there. Another $4.8 million, $32 million in 3 weeks on a $17 million budget.
This week's 6, last week's 4, Sherlock Gnomes, made $7 million. It's made almost $23 million on a $59 million budget.
The biggest drop of the week, this week's 5, was last week's 1, Pacific Rim Uprising, $9.2 million, 45.6 in 2 weeks on a $150 million budget. I'm just saying you could have made an animated series and I probably would have been happier.
This week's 4, last week's 3, I Can Only Imagine, made $10.7 million. It's made almost $56 on a $7 million budget.
This week's 3, last week's 2, Black Panther, making $11.2 million, $650 million domestically.
I'd still like to go back and see it again. This week's 2 is new. Tyler Perry's Acrimony made $17 million, an undisclosed budget.
The number one movie in America is Ready Player One over the weekend, making $41.2 million thanks to early showings, $53.2 million on an undisclosed budget. And you've got to see it because where else will you find Batman and Freddy Krueger in the same film?
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Don't call it a comeback! Oh no, wait. Do call it a comeback. Reed Richards,
yes?
Sue Storm, Johnny Storm, Ben Grimm, along with the Richards children, will be reunited this August in a new ongoing Fantastic Four series for Marvel Comics.
Huh.
They've promised a fresh start and resurrecting the company's first family. Yeah, sure, that could be good. Marvel Editor-in-Chief C.B. Sobolski made the big announcement, say Marvel's been without a proper Fantastic Four title since 2014. When the publisher canceled the long-running series over the falling out with Fox. The whole thing with Fox is what it was, okay? And they got torn apart, the events of Secret Wars 2015. Recently, we've seen Franklin and Valerie Richards are very much alive. The Marvel 2-in-1 series with Ben Grimm and Johnny Storm. So it's gonna happen. New costumes? Probably. Fantastic Four number 1 drops this August. Before that, Marvel will release several collections, omnibuses, spotlighting the team's greatest adventures, which will not include any of the movies. Okay, maybe the Corman one.
Wow. Whew. Yeah, the movies have not been good. Well, we've been talking for years about new adaptation of Stephen King's post-apocalyptic novel, The Stand. The Fault in Our Stars and The New Mutants director, Josh Boone, has been attached to direct the adaptation since 2014, but the project has been delayed. Now, an update has arrived. The Stand is being readied as a 10-hour CBS All Access series. That's their paid stuff. The book was previously adapted in a 94 miniseries, and the news that The Stand might become a new series is just the latest entry in the ever-mutating history surrounding possible adaptations of King's book. I mean, The Dark Tower didn't do as well in the theater as people wanted. Matthew McConaughey was supposed to be playing Randall Flagg, but then he, you know, played the Man in Black in The Dark Tower, and that was just not the right move for him. In 2015, Rumors surfaced that Boone and Warner Brothers were talking to Showtime about airing an 8-part miniseries that would lead up to a stand movie, like a feature film, that would hit theaters. All of this fell through, and now we're at this limited series. I think 10 episodes could probably do the series justice. We'll just have to see if it happens, or maybe the whole thing will just go the way of Captain Trips.
Jaywalking is not a big deal if you do it right, you know, like how I do it.
Yeah.
But in a bustling city of over 23 million people, it can cause serious problems when people don't do it like I do. Now, Chinese authorities are cracking down in a high-tech way. In Shenzhen, they're using artificial intelligence and facial recognition to spot offenders and identify them. Not just the wanted criminals the program was created for that we talked about. And now the images are captured by the city's extensive network of surveillance cameras. Biometrics are checked against the citizen database. Now, what's fun is they have outdoor LED monitors, so within moments of an infraction, a still image captured by the surveillance camera is displayed, along with the jaywalker's surname and part of his or her government ID number.
What?
The displays at just one busy intersection of Shenzhen have shamed an average of about 46 people a day at a single crossing. There's even a dedicated website run by the Shenzhen Traffic Bureau that displays the same images in a thumbnail gallery. Talks are underway with mobile providers to issue notifications and fines via text message. So once that happens, you just feel the swift hand of justice within seconds. There's also plans for more serious punishments. Those who still don't learn their lesson may eventually see everyone downvoting them. Their social credit would fall, just like that Orville epi, you know?
Right.
Okay, I didn't say Black Mirror because I wanted you to make that gasping outrage sound that you've just made.
Yeah, I don't think I can handle Black Mirror. I don't know. Anyway, this is kind of cool news. A group of scientists claim that there is a network of fluid-filled spaces throughout your body. The group dubbed the organ the interstitium, and it was discovered wholly by accident. So they discovered this organ because they were conducting an endoscopy. That's the procedure where they shove a camera inside of you. But modern cameras can see down at this really tiny level, and that's given researchers a closer look than ever at tissues in the body. Among them, there seems to be this collagen-based mesh with fluidic sacs that surrounds just about everything. The team also claims that they've confirmed these results on a number of organs. Okay, so, like, this is cool and all, but we've taken lots and lots of samples over the years, you know, medical history, of our body. We've sliced and diced humans in every way possible for all kinds of research. How the heck did anybody miss this? It's not like we're talking about the brain, you know, that we know so little about and only use 10% of. I just also wanted you to gasp in outrage. Well, the group says most tissue collection causes these fluidic sacs to collapse. But with a specialized collection method that froze the tissues immediately after collection, they once again found these pockets. This discovery is pretty massive. As it's now thought, the interstitium contains a large amount of the body's fluids, up to 20%. And this could be a critical part of understanding certain types of cancers, including how some of them are able to metastasize or jump to new organs. If these findings can be reproduced and the discovery confirmed, The interstitium would be the body's 80th known organ. That, or, you know, someone got schmutz on the camera lens.
Uwe Boll. The name that makes Tommy Wiseau seem credible.
Wow.
Uwe is the guy known for adapting video games into very bad films. Uwe Boll is not too happy with Warner Brothers and New Line's upcoming action pick Rampage, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, because it's not a Dwayne Johnson film.
Right.
The German director released a Rampage trilogy of his own starting in 2009. In a statement released on his website, it is said he is pursuing legal action against the studio for, quote, using his brand. Boll released the first Rampage movie in 2009, followed by 2014's Rampage Capital Punishment, 2016's Rampage President Down. The movies do not share the storyline of Warner Brothers adaptation of the monster sci-fi video game, but Boll says that the new movie will shrink his brand and the money he can make with his future Rampage movies. He also adds, it also confuses the audience. He is very aware that the Johnson-fronted action pick has nothing to do with his films at all, but he's still demanding that Warner Brothers change the title of the movie in a desperate attempt to garner the slightest bit of relevancy yet again. His statement: we are living in a world where independent movies are dead and the big players only making all the money. Then they use developed brands and ideas that are established, such as my Rampage films, in order to make even more money. It's unfair but typical. The new Rampage movie will shrink my brand and my revenues that I can make with my future Rampage movies. It confuses audience. I want Warner to change the title. It has nothing to do with a Rampage. It looks more like Jumanji 2, even though there already was one, so he has no idea what the hell he's talking about. All these movies, including Transformers, Avengers, are helping the military-industrial complex in America to win and have retards like Trump be president. Who would say that the Earth is flat as soon as they can they can benefit from the... Like, look, he's just mad that his bad movies were not enough fun to get people to make a movie about him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, by the way, Dickhead, Bally Midway, Rampage, you stole from them. That arcade game's been around a long, long, long time. You just need to calm the hell down before you get postal. GRD is licensed to Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works Licensed through the license. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Hey, did you see that thing from Carol? Huh? The Ready Player One thing?
Yeah.
YouTube.com/geekradiodaily.
Geek Radio Daily.
It's always fun stuff. And, you know, make sure you hit the show because you got to go see Bill's pick. And if you're interested in helping out with somebody, by all means, please do. That'd be fantastic. In the meantime, why don't you drop us a note? It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. You know, we'd love to hear from you. Because, you know, it helps us get through the week. Please.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week.
That was lame.
I thought it was piss wrapped in poo.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Good night, suckers.
Scat. Skedaddle. Adios. Arrivederci. Ciao. Aloha.
I'd like to see Mrs. Stoddard, if you'd be so kind.
Mrs. Stoddard?
This is Collinwood, isn't it?
Yes.
And the mistress here is Mrs. Elizabeth Collins Stoddard, is she not?
Yes.
Then perhaps you'd do me the courtesy to inform Mrs. Stoddard that her cousin is calling and wishes to pay his respects.
Her cousin?
Yes, her cousin from England.
From England? Oh, please, come in.
I'd be delighted, thank you.
Would you like to wait in the drawing room?
Here would be fine, thank you.
Oh, well, I'll let Mrs. Stark know you're here.
Oh, madam, if you would, you may tell her that it's Barnabas Collins.